would, turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7, starting at verse 14. Exodus 7 and verse 14. I know I'm not the best reader, but we're going to read about the 10 plagues that were brought on Egypt this morning, and quite a lengthy reading, so bear with me. I'll try to get through it as best I can. Exodus chapter 7 and verse 14. So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the river, and you shall stand by the river bank and meet him, and with the rod which was turned into a serpent you shall take in your hand. And you shall say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed until now you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, By this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod which is in my hand, and it shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying to Aaron, Take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams and over their rivers and over their ponds and over all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in the vessels of wood and vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said. Then Pharaoh turned and went into the house, and neither was his heart moved by this. So all the Egyptians dug all around the river for water, because they could not drink the water in the river. And 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river. And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, says the Lord, Let my people go that they may serve me. But if he refuses to let them go, behold, I will smite your territory with frogs. So the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your houses and into your bedchamber and into your bed and into the houses of your servants, on your people and in your ovens and in your kneading bowls. And the frogs shall come up on you and on your people, and you all will, and on all your servants. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams and over the rivers and over the ponds, and cause the frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go that they may sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, Accept the honor of saying which I shall intercede for you, for your servants and for your people, to destroy the frogs from your houses, that they may remain in the rivers only. So he said, Tomorrow. And he said, Let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from you and from your houses, from your servants and from your people, and they shall remain in the river only. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. So the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses and out of the courtyards and out of the fields, and they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. And when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them, as the Lord had said. So the Lord said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the land, so that it become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there was lice on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out of the water. Then say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me.' Or else, if you do not heed, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and on your servants and on your people and in your houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you might know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall be." And the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the houses of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses and into all the land of Egypt. And the land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go sacrifice to your God in the land." And Moses said, "It is not right to do so, for we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as he will command us." And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go that you may sacrifice to your Lord God in the wilderness, but only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me." Then Moses said, "Indeed, I am going out from you. I will entreat the Lord that the swarm of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people. But let Pharaoh not deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people. Not one remained. But Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh and tell him, 'Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, on the horses, on your donkeys, on your camels, and on your oxen, and on your sheep. There will be a very severe pestilence. And the Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. So nothing shall die at all that belongs to the children of Israel." Then the Lord appointed a set time, saying, "Tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land." And so the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but the livestock of the children of Israel, not one died. Then Pharaoh sent, and indeed not one of the livestock of the Israelites was dead, but the heart of Pharaoh became hard, and he did not let the people go. So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Take for yourselves handfuls of ashes from the furnace, and let Moses scatter it towards the heavens in the sight of Pharaoh, and it will become fine dust in all the land of Egypt, and will cause boils to break out and sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt." Then they took ashes from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses scattered them towards heaven, and they became boils that broke out in sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For at this time I will send my plagues to your very heart and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Now if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. As yet you exalt yourself against my people, and that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause a very heavy hail to rain down such as has not been seen in Egypt since its founding until now. Therefore, send now and gather your livestock and all that you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every beast that is found in the field and is not brought home and shall die. He who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to their houses. But he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, and on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his rod towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire darted to the ground, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail struck every herb in the field and broke every tree in the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called Moses and Aaron and said to him, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and my people and I are wicked. Entreat the Lord that there may be no more mighty thundering and hail, for it is enough. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord, the thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. For as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God. Now the flax and the barley were struck, and the barley was in the head, and the flax was in the bud. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they are late crops. So Moses went out from the city, from Pharaoh, and spread out his hands to the Lord, and the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder had ceased, he sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Now the Lord said to Moses, go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his servants, that I may show these signs of mine before him, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and of your son's sons the mighty things I have done in Egypt and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord. So Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh and said to him, thus says the Lord God of Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go that they may serve me. Or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory, and they shall cover the face of the earth so that no one will be able to see the earth, and they will eat the residue of what is left, which remains from the hail, and they shall eat every tree which grows up in the field. They shall fill your houses, the houses of all your servants, the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen since the day that they were on the earth to this day. And he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servant said to him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet know that Egypt is destroyed? So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go serve the Lord your God. But who are the ones that are going? And Moses said, we will go with our young, with our old, with our sons, with our daughters, with our flocks, with our herbs. We will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Then he said to them, the Lord had better be with you when I let you and your little ones go. Beware the evil is ahead of you. Beware for evil is ahead of you. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt, for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, all that the hail has left. So Moses stretched out his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went all over the land of Egypt and rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there be such after them. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they ate every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained nothing green on the trees or in the plants or in the fields throughout all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore please forgive my sin only once and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death. So he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a very strong west wind and took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. And there remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve your Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. But Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us, not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God, and even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, get away from me, take heed to yourself and see my face no more, for in the day you see my face, you shall die. And Moses said, you have spoken well, I will never see your face again. And the Lord said to Moses, I will bring yet one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward he will let you go from there. And when he lets you go, he will surely drive you out from there altogether. Speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man ask from his neighbor, and from every woman, from her neighbor, articles of silver and articles of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Then Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn of the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the beast. Then there shall be a very great cry throughout the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall be like it again. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue, against man or beast, that you may know the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these servants shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, get out, and all the people who follow you. After that I will go out. Then he went out from Pharaoh in great anger. But the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Let's turn to chapter 12 and verse 21. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of the house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintels and the doorpost, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into the house and to strike you. Verse 29, and it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron and said, he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise and go out from among my people, both you and your children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herbs as you have said, and be gone. And be gone. We read all that so I can tell you this. We have just read from God's word about the 10 plagues brought on Egypt. I want you to take two things from this. One, Pharaoh is asked repeatedly to do the will of God. Let my people go that they may serve me. Pharaoh refused, and the plagues were brought on not only the land of Egypt, but also its cattle and people. Pharaoh would not obey the will of God and suffered the consequences, just the way God said they would. Second, God said to Moses and Aaron, tell my people to take the blood of the lamb and put it on the lintels and the doorpost, and the destroyer will pass over your house. They did as God commanded, and they were spared. Why? Because they obeyed the will of God. Now let us apply this to today. Let's look at Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1. Matthew 17 and verse 1. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, John, his brother, and brought them up on a high mountain by themselves, and was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, starting at verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. We must obey him. That's Christ. What does Christ say? Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 21. Matthew 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. What does verse 21 say? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Who's going to enter the kingdom of heaven? He who does the will of my Father in heaven. If you want to go to heaven, obey the Father in heaven. What's 23 say? And then I will declare to them who practice lawlessness, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart to where? Not heaven. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 41. Matthew 13 and verse 41. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. God has told us to obey him or else. Don't get caught in or else. Obey God's will. Let's look at Titus 1 and verse 2. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. Titus 1 and verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Let's also look at Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He promised punishment and salvation back in Exodus, and he delivered. That was yesterday. He promises punishment and salvation in the New Testament today. He will deliver this as well. Eternal life, eternal death, that's forever. What must you do to be saved? Turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Verses 44 and 45. John chapter 6, verses 44 and 45. Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." We must hear. Turn to Mark 16 and verse 16. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Mark 16, 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. We must believe. We must also repent. Let's look at Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. We must confess the name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Matthew 16 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And we must be baptized. Again, Mark 16 and verse 16. Mark 16 and verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. And after we've heard the word of God, we believe and have faith in it, we repent of our sins and turn away from them, confess the name of Jesus Christ, and we are buried in the watery grave of baptism, we have to live faithfully until death. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 starting at verse 4. 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The lesson is yours this morning. We picked the song number 326, Trust and Obey, which goes along with our lesson very well. I want to read the words of these songs to you. I know I've read a lot this morning, but I'm going to read just a little bit more, and then we're going to sing. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all of on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for those who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. If you're subject to the invitation this morning, if you haven't obeyed the will of Jesus Christ and the will of our Father in heaven, and obeyed His word by believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized for the remission of your sins, the burial in water where we meet the blood of Jesus Christ, if you haven't done that and you wish to do that this morning, we can help you if you'll let us know as we stand and sing. Number 326.
We walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all